Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine has come on a journey, has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up to give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if a son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those that ask him? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, as I turned to our readings today, I was filled with both surprise and delight, particularly in the New Testament and the Gospel reading, but had completely the opposite reaction to the reading of Hosea at first sight. When I first read it, I thought, this is why critics of our faith are so sceptical about our beliefs. Now, just looking a little bit at Hosea, he began his work during a fairly stable and affluent time when the kings of Israel and Judea were quite strong in their reign, although they were careless in their religion. The problem was that there was a dearth of spiritual leadership. People had forgotten their unique relationship with God, and a blind eye had been turned to the fact that people were marrying out of the faith, and in so doing, bringing people in who worshipped idols. And when they came, they built their temples, and before too long, God's people were worshipping in the temples of Baal and other gods, and also in the temple of the living God. First impressions of Hosea's message point us to a wrathful God of judgment, who is jealous and vengeful and cruel too, as he allows a faithful servant to marry a woman who will cause him such grief. And what follows initially shocks our sensibilities as we read about this woman Gomer who turns to prostitution. Now, whether or not that was before marriage or after, we don't know. But perhaps what is important for us to grasp is that Hosea was able to speak with first-hand experience, which gave him an authenticity and an insight into the pain that God felt in his heart because his people had been unfaithful to them. Another thing that I find